Hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode where I share an incredible conversation I had with the one and only Heidi B. Heidi is a certified life coach, personal trainer, breathwork facilitator, as well as a dear friend and client. Heidi provides a one-stop shop to thrive in healing, health, and happiness. Heidi is a chief joy officer and life coach at Joyfully Divorced, where her mission is to help humans reclaim their joy. Heidi believes that self-discovery fuels long-term recovery from any heartache, hurt, or holdup, blocking the truest you. Heidi is also the host of Cup of Joy, the podcast. We get into so many exciting topics on this episode, so let's get it started. Welcome to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you, personally and professionally. Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm an entrepreneur, patient advocate, content creator, and author. You may know me from the Everything is Messy book, brand, and podcast. But what you may not know is how hard I had to work to get me to where I am today, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And in this season, I'm more driven and extremely passionate about my purpose to help you save the time, money, and energy it takes to be happier and get healthier with your mind, body, business, and life. Tune in every week to hear raw, unfiltered conversations from myself and my incredible guests as we discuss trending topics, share stories of resilience, and chat about all things health, wealth, healing, and wellness. Whether you're here to listen, learn, or laugh, I promise to bring awareness and add more value to your day. Take this time to relax and recharge. Listen, life is short. Invest in yourself. Be loud. Be different. Be you. And most importantly, enjoy the ride. Buckle up, because today's podcast experience starts now. One more thing, sharing is caring. I would love your thoughts on today's episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe. I would truly appreciate it. Want to continue the conversation? Let's connect online. You can find me at KellyanneGorman.com and all my social links are in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show. Hey Heidi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey Kelly, so good to be here.
Okay, you guys, I know you heard Heidi's intro, but let me just give you like a little behind the scenes of our relationship. So it all started a couple years ago, and I've been on Heidi's podcast and her YouTube channel, which you guys have to check out. All those links will be in the show notes. But Heidi and I have been working together for a number of years, and she has literally brought so much joy into my life. So now it's time that she brings joy into yours, and we're going to get into so many important things. But first off, since you heard her intro, I want you guys to get a little bit more background on Heidi and how she got to where she is now and what she has coming up. So Heidi, explain to us, we're just going to dive right in, your background. You were full-time and went into a coaching business. So explain to the audience how that felt moving in, like what was that transition like for you?
Oh my goodness. Well, thanks for the wonderful introduction. First of all, it's so nice to have somebody like you in my life where we can both bring joy to each other's lives. But there's so many layers to my story, so I'll just kind of give you guys a quick overview of where that I've been. I worked in the event industry for about 15 years, a little bit more, and I planned incentive trips all around the globe. We were talking cruises in Africa and all these crazy places, and it was a lot of fun. And through that experience, I moved from Michigan to California with my then husband and just started living the dream, living the California life, trying to be a California girl, whatever that even means. I giggle now because my life and perspective has changed drastically since the Michigan girl moved to California and tried to fit in and look like everybody else and talk like everybody else. And it was just kind of a crazy time in my life. But we felt like we were living the dream, had a beach condo, and we're hanging out there, and I decided to get really, really into fitness. So alongside of my event career, then I got into the fitness industry, became a personal trainer, thinking that it was the way that I wanted to contribute to the world long term. I had always struggled with food in my body for over 2 decades, and I really didn't like my body, so I hired a crazy, crazy personal trainer who whipped me into tip-top shape, and then I became a personal trainer myself because I wanted to help women feel better about themselves, and I thought that by moving through food and body and just making your body different, that would be the way, right? Create more confidence inside, using your external body and all those things, which I no longer believe to be true, but that's just kind of the area that I was in my life then. What I didn't realize is that my food and body issues were extreme. I had extreme body dysmorphia, which means that you look in the mirror and you see something completely different, and it's never good enough. You can never get skinny enough. So I loved food, so I was a binger and not a purger, but the way that I purged was to overexercise. So I would eat a bunch of food and then I would overexercise for hours and hours and hours on end and just try to sweat it all out. So I didn't realize that I had an issue until my husband had asked me for a divorce. And that was the craziest time of my life. I didn't realize that our relationship wasn't where it needed to be. And I didn't realize that my food and body issues actually contributed significantly to getting a divorce. At the time, I just kind of went into victim mentality. I blamed it on him. I shamed myself. I guilted myself and just went through a whole turmoil of things. So after that, I decided I was kind of doing what a lot of us do when we're going through tough times in our life, traumatizing times in our life, and especially in divorce. I was just scrolling through social media. At the time, TikTok didn't exist, so it was kind of more Instagram and stories, and I would just spend hours consuming other people's content, trying to distract myself from feeling bad about my life. And in doing so, I stumbled across a woman who was talking about becoming a coach and helping other women heal their food and body issues. And so I decided, oh my gosh, I struggled with this so much that I wasn't even healed myself. So I decided to become a certified food and body coach, later became a life coach, and healed my relationship not only to food and my body, but actually understood myself better, understood my divorce, and healed myself from divorce as well. So I've spent the last 3.5 years helping women heal their relationship to food in their body. This past year, I decided to pivot just a little bit and decided to still help women with food in their body, but also on a bigger scale, help them tap into their truth, their true essence, really believing in their worthiness, belonging, and accepting their bodies, but really becoming unapologetically, authentically themselves. And that was such a powerful space to be in and journeyed with a whole handful of women for the whole year of 2021. And then as we moved into 2022, I realized that something wasn't aligned. Something was no longer aligned. And that was that there was this nudge. It was more than a nudge at this point, Kelly. It was just this big kind of like punch in the face of, oh my gosh, I need to serve divorced women. This was, like I said, one of the most traumatic things that I've ever been through. I used to be a pretty happy, joyful person, and I just lost all of my joy in going through divorce. It wasn't even the food and body at the time. It was just like I was so down and out from divorce, but I didn't know where to find help. I didn't want to go to therapy. I didn't want to seek professional help, but I wish that I had somebody to talk to who had been through what I'd been through. I wish that I had somebody who had been through a divorce, who would understand it without me explaining, who wouldn't judge where I was going or try to fix it, like my family and friends were trying to do. You know, they just didn't want to see me in pain and they didn't want to see me feel hurt. And so a couple of months ago, actually kind of last year, I was getting the nudges, and finally I decided that I was going to shift my focus on serving divorced women. So that's where we are today. Sorry for the long drawn out explanation, but yeah, I'm getting ready next week to launch my new brand, which is Joyfully Divorced, to help women going through divorce reclaim their joy and find that spark within themselves again and really just create a life they're obsessed with. Because I tell you what, Kelly, it was like, I didn't think that joy was possible. And then when I used that as my tool for transformation, my life has changed.
Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your podcast production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today.
Significantly. It doesn't look anything like the life that I had before, and it is truly a life that I'm obsessed with. So that's what I'm doing.
I'm so excited for you, and sharing your story is so important. I preach that all the time, and I've gone through something similar just with the rebrand of the show. What you keep saying you were getting a nudge, but like, what were you doing in those moments that was triggering you to be like, okay, this is it. This is another sign. Like, can you be more specific? Like, cause something happened to me just a couple weeks ago that I'll share with you that made me realize like that was like my epiphany. So do you have any examples or like, or were you just like thinking about it? Like, okay, this is like my next path.
Yeah. I think part of it was, you know, 3 years ago when I became a certified life coach, I was kind of searching for what was the pain point that I had for the longest in my life. And at the time it was like food and body. Mm-hmm. I know 90% of women struggle with even looking in the mirror, over 90%, like mm-hmm. 95% of women can't even look in the mirror without hating on themselves or being cruel to themselves or just thinking that they're not good enough. And so at the time, it seemed like the right path. But in reality, in hindsight, it actually has always been divorce. Mm-hmm. And a couple of months after I got into food and body, one of my friends said, Heidi, why aren't you serving divorced women? Mm-hmm. And something inside of my body just looked like there was an instant lump in my throat. I guess that's how I would describe it. And what I always tell my clients is when you get that lump in your throat and the tears start to come to eyes, you know what I mean? Like they start to fill up with water. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we try to suppress it, like shove it down. Like, I don't want to show that kind of emotion. But the reality is that tears are truth. And if you guys can remember that when your tears bubble up or you get that choking sensation, choked up sensation in your throat, a lot of times there's something in the throat is a signal that something needs to be said, something needs to be shared, something needs to come out. The truth needs to come out vocally. But then in the tear ducts, it's like tears are truth. And so I knew that when this person said, why aren't you working with divorced women? I knew 3 years ago that this is what I was supposed to be doing, but I was terrified. Mm-hmm. I was scared. I was scared mostly, if I'm being totally transparent, which is exactly what I'm going to be doing with Joyfully Divorced, is bringing that truth and that light to what it feels like to move through divorce, to heal through divorce, to become the new version of yourself after, so you can rip that title off of yourself and move through. But I really realized that, oh my gosh, those tears are the truth is, like, this is the direction that my soul desires to go, but I'm so afraid, not that I won't be able to help people, I knew that I would, but mostly, Kelly, it was the fear that I would be triggered from other people's wounds, and I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to hold the space for all of the pain and hurt that these women would be moving through, because I'd already felt it all full on myself, mm-hmm. and so I was scared that I wouldn't be able to hold the space, and I was scared that I might actually go back into that dark space. And so then it wasn't the time, but now it is, because I've spent the past 3 years understanding myself at the deepest level, and I'm not afraid of that anymore. And I have more space in my body and my being than I've ever had in my life. And when I think about my time moving through divorce in the beginning, which was 8 years ago, almost nine, to now, just I have the capacity to hold that space now. And it still brings tears to my eyes and still brings that sensation to my throat. But now it's just like I feel so safe inside myself to actually share that part of me. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%. And it's so crazy because our stories are so different, but yet similar, because I would not have on certain, like, I get pitched 100 times a day for a certain guest for the podcast, right? I would not interview certain people that were misdiagnosed because I tried it and I wasn't healed yet. I had such PTSD and it would give me vertigo. So if I interviewed somebody once and I literally got vertigo while we were recording, it was so awful because I'm listening to her and it's triggering me. And I'm like, why did I agree to that? Like, I couldn't even focus. Luckily it went away and like, nobody actually knows the story. I've never shared this on my show. So, that happened. And I'm like, I am not ready to, okay, I know my story is misdiagnosed, but I can't keep opening that wound because I'm not healed yet. And that's when I started my sound baths and more like deep dive into like healing and healing myself, because I want to share those stories, but it was so triggering. I had to stop because I would literally get vertigo while I was talking to them or just listening. Like, it would bring me back in my head to like these awful times in my life. And I'm like, how am I supposed to be here doing this? And like, obviously I put a lot of pressure on myself because I want to help more people, but I'm like, I have to help myself first before I can even go down that great path.
That's it. I love that you share that example too, because what another thing that goes along with what your question was is, when I used to think about serving divorced women, I would get really scared, and scared in a way of like my stomach hurt, just like anxiety. Now, I don't know if your listeners know, but I know you know that anxiety and excitement actually share a very similar body vibration, right? So a lot of times our brains try to confuse it with this survival pattern, this survival mechanism that's like, hold on a second, don't go any further, when really it's excitement at its core. Well, because I knew that, now 3.5 years later, when I started to think about the ways in which I could serve people, not only did the creative bank just explode, oh my soul, Kelly, it was like, I couldn't stop the ideas from flowing on the paper. Mm-hmm. And before, everything felt blocked. That creative flow felt totally blocked. I couldn't write a sentence about what services I have for the life of me. Now I can't stop the flow of messages and downloads that I'm getting to share. They come all day, every day. They come in the shower. I have Aqua notes that I'm writing on constantly.
Yeah, I love those.
Tons of ideas. And when I'm working on things, it is pure excitement. I'm just excited about it. I'm excited about sharing the stories, hearing other people's stories, interviewing other people, coaching, working with these women on a daily basis, and watching their lives shift from what I call junk to joy. And it really does, or funked up to fired up. Those are kind of the language that I use, because that's truly how I felt. So that's another way that my body signaled to me that I was prepared. I was prepared, and not prepared in the sense of like, okay, I've got the website and the logo and the this and the that. Like, all that shit doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, it does. It does, but it doesn't. You know what I mean? But what did matter is that my heart, my soul, and my body were ready to go full throttle, and it is now. So to anybody listening, you got to know the difference between the cues that your body is sending you.
It's so true. And I can tell, because I, with you and your new brand, because I skimmed your website earlier this morning, and I can just tell, because I know you and how you write, like, it was just pouring out of you, because your verbiage is so different than Joyfully Be. I'm like, oh my God, she's on fire. Like, it is so good. I skimmed all your pages. Yes. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, Joyfully Be is the brand that's kind of like the mothership, right?
Yeah.
And I know you've gone through rebrands with your brand and your message and things like that. And a part of me kind of feels like, oh no, Joyfully Be, it's gone, but it's not. It's always there. It always has been there. But that brand to me really represents, a different kind of transformation, mm-hmm. a different kind of transformation, more focused on self-acceptance and how you feel. But joyfully divorced is like a reclamation. It's like regaining, reclaiming, rebirthing, being relentlessly committed to choosing joy and living life on purpose with purpose. It's really like healing your heart for a fresh start, if you will, and prioritizing yourself to move through your pain, really making yourself a priority. And the biggest thing that I learned in divorce recovery was that divorce recovery comes with self-discovery. The more that you commit yourself and your life to understanding yourself, the faster and deeper you're going to heal your wounds and recover. You really are, you know?
It's so true.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just excited for people to choose, really, I say like choose joy as your GPS. And there's 75 layers underneath that. You'll have to work with me to understand what that means. But it really is like, it's not just this confetti-filled fireworks moment. Joy is an acronym for the journey of you. The journey of you. Again, that self-discovery for recovery is what we're going for in this new year.
I'm so excited for everything that's happening within the new brand. I cannot wait for you guys to see it. I love interviewing other coaches because we all have our own ways and logistics and how we like to work. So now I want to talk to you about my favorite thing, which is routines. What do you do when you wake up? Let's start there. What's your morning situation like?
Oh, Kelly, you're speaking my language. One of the pillars of the healing journey for me always has been, no matter what the root wound is, no matter what your, I call them joy blocks, like whatever is blocking your joy, whatever is getting in the way or detouring you or roadblocking you, a healthy routine that is yours, that you claim, that you commit to, will change your life. It will change your life. So I actually use a process called Mermaid Mornings.
I was waiting for you to say this.
Yes, I use it for two reasons. A, because I love mermaids. My mom always told me that I was a fish or a mermaid, if you will, because I was swimming by myself at the age of 9 months old, like literally swimming. And I love the water. I love the ocean. It brings me so much joy, so much peace, so much comfort. And so when I was moving through creating my own morning routine through my healing process, I thought of the word mermaid and I made it into an acronym. Because, you know, I'm obsessed with acronyms. Mm-hmm. So I'll walk you guys through what that mermaid morning looks like. And this is what I do every single day. I've added things to it as a result of reading this incredible book called The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. Mm-hmm. But in essence, mermaid is my go-to. So the first M stands for meditate. And that can mean a lot of different things. And I won't go into what all of these mean. I actually have a YouTube series on it. So you guys can check it out on the Joy Channel. But the M is for meditation. The E is for envision. So I use a process. It can be any kind of journaling, but I use a process called future scripting, and where you write as if you're already living the life that you desire. So mm-hmm. I spend time envisioning. Then the R stands for, what's the R? I'm trying to think. Now I'm on the spot here.
Relax?
Shoot. No, it's not.
Repeat mantras? I'm interrupting today's episode really quickly to remind you how much reviews mean to us podcasters. They honestly help us create more of the content that you love and bring on more of the guests that you want to hear from. So after listening today, head on over to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and your favorite podcast app and leave a review for the brand new show, Kellyanne Cares. I would truly appreciate it. And if you want to continue the conversation, head on over to the brand new community on TikTok. You can find me at Kellyanne Gorman Official. Now let's get back into today's show.
I should know what it is. But anyways, the R, you'll have to watch the YouTube video.
Yeah, you guys need to go watch YouTube anyway, so you'll find it there.
The second M is move. So move your body. then A is appreciate. So that's your gratitude practice. Write down things, three things that you're grateful for or more. The I is intention. So important to set intentions every single day, every single morning, you guys. And then the D is declare and share. So you want to actually speak out those intentions to life or declare it to the world. So a lot of times I'll post it to social media or I'll text it to my best friend or I'll just say it out loud to myself with my hands over my heart. So that is the Mermaid Morning practice. And I do it every single day. I have now added in the beginning of my day, I do like a high five to the mirror, which takes zero time. But a high five to the mirror. And then at the very end of my day, I do a self-celebration. So when I'm brushing my teeth, I tell myself one thing that I'm proud of myself of or celebrating from the day. So morning routine, whoo, an evening routine is just as important, right? It really is. And a lot of us like to skip this, but my go-to is an hour before bed, power down the phone, no more social media, no more computer, no more TV, crawl into bed. I have a nightly affirmations book that I read, and then I'm usually reading a book to put myself to sleep. And it's going to be different for everybody. Not everybody is going to have the same process because we all have different energies in our body. We all decompress a different way. We all wake up a different way. So I just encourage you to play with it, get curious with it. If you want to borrow Mermaids for a while, there's a condensed version of it that you can do a short morning routine, or there's a long, like 55-minute version of it as well. So yeah, you can do your morning routine in 5 minutes or 55 minutes. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. I think that R should be like repetition, because in order to form a habit, well, in order for a habit to form, you need to do it over and over again for it to stick. You can't just do like a one-off. And when you're trying to find something that does work for you, it's of course going to be trial and error. And that's with business as well. But like, when you're a coach and you are investing so much of your energy into helping others get to where they need to be, you need to, for yourself, then make sure that you have time to decompress. Like, I love that word, decompress, because you can't keep going, going, going. And I've done this in my career. I did this for so many years and think that, like, you can just chill out and like do it the next day without burning out. There's no way in hell that's ever going to work out in a good way for you. So I think that if you're new into coaching or you want to learn more about coaching, like the best advice I could give anybody is make sure that you invest in yourself first, because that's how you're going to be a better coach, whoever you end up helping down the road. I think routines are so important.
Oh, absolutely. And I thought of it. It's read. Of course.
Oh, read. How did we not know that?
We need to, and this is coming from somebody who was not a big reader. My way of reading started out with just magazines. Like for years and years and years and years, I would just read magazines. Then I got obsessed with kind of like quote books and journal books. Don't pressure yourself to get locked into one thing. You can read one page of one thing. One of my favorite things is I have a bunch of different ones, but they're kind of like, they're almost like workbooks. Mm-hmm. You read something and then you write something down. So yeah, reading is really, really important. And if you're not a big reader, listen to 5 minutes of a podcast.
Yeah.
In the morning. Or this podcast, right? With varying lengths and things like that. Whatever time you have. But the idea of the R in Mermaid is and read is to grow yourself, to grow your soul. And that comes with just hearing different perspectives from different people. So either get a hard book or get a podcast or get an audiobook in your ears. That R is super, super important.
I 100% believe that. Now let's pivot a little bit into your Thrive 55. Is that still happening?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Talk about that.
Yeah, Thrive 55 is something that I created this year because I kept getting people asking me, like, How do you set yourself up for success throughout the year? Like, what is your process? How do you go through it? You know how you get to the end of a long year and you're like ready to reboot into January and everyone's setting, you know, crazy New Year's resolutions and things that they're just aren't sustainable, but they set them every single year and then they fizzle out in February. This Thrive 55 guide. And then the other thing is, not everybody wants to work with a coach full time. Okay, let's be honest. And when I first started my journey, I actually was really stubborn about it because I had never worked with a coach before. I was very skeptical. What is it? How do they do? They're really expensive. Like, all these were my stories and my roadblocks getting in the way of my own personal growth and development, right? Mm-hmm. I know this now, but I didn't then. But I wanted to be able to put together a self-paced guidebook that was super informative, super specific, and really, really helps people actually make shit happen. You know what I mean? Like, not just write it down, but actually make it happen. And so I shared my process and I backed it up with a ton of YouTube videos on the Joy channel. So you don't have to spend any extra time on a coaching call or whatnot. Now, mm-hmm. I highly, highly recommend that if you want to expedite the process or take yourself 25 layers deeper, start with a Thrive guide. And then engage with the coaching practices when you feel like it's a fit, or at least jump on a connection call to see if I'm a fit for you and share what you've come up with through your Thrive Book experience. But yeah, it's a 55-day experience, which is 8 weeks, and it takes you through not just the first 8 weeks of your transformation, but it actually has you building it out all the way through the full year. So I love this. And even though it's the middle of the year, not even the middle, we're only in the third month, it's a perfect time to jump in and start that guide on your own. Because a lot of people, like I said, start in January, hot and heavy, burn themselves out, fizzle out February. So March is actually the perfect time to reassess, where am I at right now? What's realistic based on my workload, based on the desires and goals that I have, getting clarity around all of that, and then plotting it out using this guidebook. Kelly, it is 62 pages, sorry, 162 is a lot, but it's 62 pages, full color, it's beautiful, it's in depth, it's specific, and you're really going to be able to move through creating that morning routine for yourself and the shifts and changes that you desire. So I'm really excited about it. It's out there, it's available, and it really is a good stepping stone to coaching, I think. Mm-hmm. And some people may not feel like they need coaching after it. They can just do the book and kind of self-study, but it's a really nice stepping stone if you're kind of getting your feet wet, if you will, in personal growth and development.
And I know that you guys can hear the passion in Heidi's voice right now, so you are definitely going to want to get on that ASAP.
Okay, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this first half of the conversation that I had with the incredible Heidi B. Stay tuned, because next week you will get to hear part two of our conversation, where we're going to be sharing more on podcasting, rebranding your business, breath work, healthy recipes, why it's so important to move our bodies, and Heidi also hooks us up with some fitness routines, especially for us travelers. So stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you. And I hope that happened for you today. As I mentioned in the intro, I would love your feedback on today's episode. Head to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app to leave a review for the show. I would truly appreciate it. For more information on myself, the show, my book, and the programs, products, and services I've created, visit KellyanneGorman.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, join the podcast community, and check out the brands I'm currently loving. Let's continue today's conversation. You can connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Kellyanne Gorman Official. All my other social handles will be available for you in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share on the show, send me a message on KellyanneGorman.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. I wouldn't be here without you, and I'm so grateful I get to do what I love each and every day. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon.